Philadelphia voters casting a primary ballot this month will respond to three ballot measures. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports one question is rooted in funding for affordable housing projects.
The measure looks to close a loophole created by an incentive program designed to increase the city's supply of affordable housing and mitigate gentrification. Under the program, developers can add density to certain projects by either creating affordable units or paying into the city's housing trust fund, which is used to preserve and create affordable homes. All of the density payments are supposed to go to the trust fund, but in practice, only a portion of them ever do, largely because there's nothing binding about the arrangement. But if the ballot measure passes, the city will be required to send 100% of the payments to the fund. Backers say the measure would simply satisfy the original intent of the incentive program. Mayor Sherelle Parker's administration opposes the measure. It projects it will cost the city's general fund around $5 million annually and up to $25 million over 5 years. The primary is May 20th. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.